Family members of those killed in this week's Darwin shootings, along with community leaders, have gathered in the city overnight to mourn. Four people died in the rampage on Tuesday night. Late yesterday, a 45-year-old man was charged with their murders. Our reporter in Darwin, Amelia Turzon, witnessed last night's vigil.
The Uniting Church in Darwin has opened its doors to a community grieving four people killed in a shooting spree on Tuesday night.
Lord, in our grief and despair, we come before you.
Like so many in her city, Reverend Tracy Malboy is trying to make sense of what happened.
Tragedy touched my heart. I know we all will die, but if someone takes someone's life like this happened, and we feel like, how can people do that?
Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim.
In the crowd, the cousin of one of the victims, reciting the Quran. Hassan Baidoun was a local taxi driver that had come from Lebanon and made this city his home.
I know Hassan. His family is back in Lebanon. They're all with deep mourning at the moment.
Firuz Ibrahim from the local Islamic community says that Hassan Baidoun was breaking fast from Ramadan when he was killed.
So he just stopped the vehicle and suddenly this drastic happened. We don't know the reason why it happened.
Late yesterday, 45-year-old local man Benjamin Hoffman was charged with the murders at various locations around the city, including the motel and a local sports club. All three of the victims identified so far were migrants. Reverend Tracy Malboy again.
That's why I'm a little bit emotional, because I can see we support one and another because we like a family. We're living in this city we call multicultural. We are different, but we are one.
Darwin local Juliet Moffat has no connection to the victims but came to show her support.
It's really nice to be with, you know, with a community.
How long have you been in Darwin for?
32 good years. I'm a Territorian.
And have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not at all. No, I was really, really so upset when it happens. Yeah.
Others have reached out to the federal member for Solomon, Luke Gosling.
A gentleman came in to my office who drives a taxi and he said, "Can I have a hug?"
Counselling services are being offered to those affected. The Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says it'll take time for the city to heal, but it will.
The actions of one does not define us. We are a warm people and a vibrant community.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner ending that report by Amelia Turzon.